to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 M in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scriptures are found in James 3, 8 through 10, Ephesians 4, 29, and Proverbs 16, 24. In James 3, 8 through 10, it says, "But no human being can tame the tongue. It is restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be." Ephesians 4:29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." Words are powerful, friends. They flow from your heart. When my kids were teenagers, they used to get upset sometimes, and the things that would come out of their mouths, oh my, they were not so loving. They were very unloving. I would usually respond with, "Oh my, what has gotten into your heart? Where is that ugliness coming from? Good in is good out. Bad in is bad out," I used to tell them. And this is also true for us. Words can be used to create, build up, tear down, heal, or hurt. Words are a cancer or a cure. You get the picture? Although I believe in freedom of speech, I believe the Bible teaches it is a wise man who pays attention to what he says. Maybe if we all ask ourselves some questions before using our words, like, where are these thoughts coming from? Is it coming from a selfish desire or an unanswered hurt? If you are about to say negative words about other people, maybe take a deep look inside and ask, how will this benefit those who hear? What are my intentions? How will this help? Who do I have a hard time controlling my mouth with? Or when do I have a hard time controlling my tongue? Don't answer that out loud. But maybe we use words to put ourselves down. Do you consistently talk bad about yourself and your situation to others? It's not always about the things we say about others. Rather, our words can be self-defeating to us personally as well. It flows from the heart. Instead of complaining, maybe find ways to thank God instead. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now thanking you that we are created in your image. Words can be a great thing. Words can promote peace and love. Lord, help us to use our words for good. Forgive us where we have taken advantage of this gift or caused harm to either ourselves or others. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.